Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news and stuff. Well, how long has it been for you? Me? Oh, 45 years. Been a Christian for more than 45 years. And in all that time, God never one time said, "What do you want me to do?" He's always told me what he wanted me to do. And the Lord has never modified the plan to suit my purposes, my plans. Instead, he's always required that I adjust to his. The reason that he directs me and all other believers in that way we are to go is because he's God, perfect in all wisdom and knowledge, and he knows what's best for all of us all the time. And since our Father desires to be involved in every aspect of our life, he gives us clear direction so we can understand what his will is for every circumstance we encounter. By walking there in the center of God's will, you're going to accomplish that which you were created to do, and inevitably, you're going to have the best life. Imperfect humans, not going to automatically be in God's will, so we must make an effort here to seek his way and to live according to biblical precepts. God is immutable. He's not going to change things to suit you. That means you must make whatever adjustments are necessary to be obedient and have a happy life. You know, sadly, by deciding not to adjust to the Lord's will, far too many Christians miss out on his best for them. How sad is that? How many great things they might do or experience? They miss that peace. Only obedient living according to the Father's plan makes it possible to attain real fulfillment in this Christian walk. What in the world is going on in medicine? The chief of an influential physicians organization that represents doctors in, well, multiple kinds of practices is warning that the COVID-19 vaccinations, a mandatory COVID vaccination, could endanger millions of people. The comments come from Dr. Paul Kempden, who leads the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. He was responding to a call from a coalition of medical organizations, many with far-left agendas, for making shots of experimental vaccines mandatory for healthcare workers. As we move toward full FDA approval of the currently available vaccines, all healthcare workers should get vaccinated for their own health and protect their colleagues, families, residents of long-term care facilities, and patients, said the statement. Signed by the American Medical Association, the American Pharmacists Association. Well, everybody signed this thing. But Kemp has pointed out, as of mid-July, 30 million people have recovered from COVID in the United States, and they have a natural immunity. Vaccination of these persons confers only risk with little to no benefit, yet these mandates do not exempt these people. Serious side effects have been identified, including paralysis and inflammation of the heart muscle, which may not resolve and may cause death. And we've had folks right on our Facebook page, individuals who have witnessed this very thing, death, heart attack, partial paralysis, it is real. And what about the head of the CD? Who is this woman, and what is her problem? She's got us into a state of hysteria in America. Have you seen her or heard her yet? Talking about the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky. She's in hysteria or acts like it most of the time. As many pointed out, she just is obsessing over everything. Now the CDC has recommended fully vaccinated people wear facial masks indoors, reversing earlier pronouncements, and children have to wear them in school this fall. More than 80% of deaths due to COVID-related causes in this country are people like me, over 65, and 90% of that population has received at least one of the inoculations, while 80% have received two doses. The rest of the people in this country are at minuscule risk from dying of COVID, and most have gotten vaccinated too. The ones who haven't gotten vaccinated are the children in particular, and there's almost no risk, zero risk, really, from dying from COVID-19. So what is this woman's problem? Recently, in a town hall meeting over here in Cincinnati, Ohio, Biden suggested the vaccine would be eligible for children under 12 within a few weeks. Really? It's bad enough when they do it to you, but now they're trying to tell everyone else that they're going to dictate what happens to your child. As one woman said, my three children, who are 11, 10, and 8, an experimental vaccine that maybe, if we're lucky, will be approved soon. My kids taking it ain't gonna happen. My, oh my, oh my. It is crazy in America today. So, what do you know, Joe? It seems like very little. Standing massless in the White House Rose Garden on a sunny May afternoon, President Biden heralded some really happy news. If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. It's vaxxed or masked. That's the message. Well, here we are, less than 3 months later, amid rising cases driven by the Delta variant and more breakthrough infections coming. Biden was forced this week to back away from that proclamation. The administration issued new guidance rules on Tuesday that encourage, yep, you to wear a mask even if you're fully vaccinated, indoors, outdoors, in the shower. I don't know. I'm telling you, it's a big problem. New political difficulties arising every day for this administration. You knew it was going to happen. I mean, from the CDC to the White House, the credibility of both in tatters this Thursday. Well, somewhere along the line, I learned this. I think I was very young, as a matter of fact. Trouble ain't trouble until it hits me. That's the thought process for the average person, right? I relate this every day on Hello World. Stories, some of them horrible, but it's about others, not me. Well, how about defunding the police? Sounds really good until it comes into my backyard. Now we got a problem. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, that liberal. Anyway, she announced Wednesday that she plans to add 170 cops to the city's force amid rising violence and several high-profile shootings in the city. Right now, I've directed the MPD to use any overtime necessary to meet our public safety demands. There you go. The Democratic mayor wrote that in a statement. The statement noted that Bowser plans to hire 170 to the Metropolitan Police Department by 2022. But we know this is not a complete solution or the right long-term solution. We also know we need all kinds of officers to be fresh and rested and in the best position to make good decisions, and that requires having a full force to meet our community's needs. La-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, trouble ain't, well, you know. More thoughts on the cops? You know, I rode with the police all through my radio and television career. Indiana State Police here, Allen County, Fort Wayne City. And one thing I noticed, young cops starting out. Man, what a plan. I'm going to help the community. I'm going to serve mankind. How long is it before the honeymoon is over and reality sets in? And that people are really in bad shape out there, and a lot of them aren't very nice, and all of a sudden that cop becomes cynical. Really, it's like so many other things. You can become desensitized in any occupation. Case in point, Indianapolis, Indiana. A city cop, 5 years on the force, arrested. What happened? Domestic violence. You know that the rate of domestic violence among police officers higher than probably any other group? I mean, day in and day out, they see it, they hear it, they become attuned to it, and that's just life. It's not really. That can be it. We need to pray for the police. I love cops. Had breakfast just this morning with the former Indiana, highly decorated Indiana State Trooper, lifelong friend, got him to Jesus. So, yeah, I love police officers. Lots of stress. Something for you and I to pray about. I don't know, Joe. Things seem a little fuzzy, even for the White House to defend. The 48-year politician, Joe Biden, that's all he's ever. Come on. He raised some eyebrows yesterday when he claimed that he was a truck driver. that he had driven an 18-wheeler, and the White House was really working on that one. How do we defend this one? He was visiting a Mack truck facility in Pennsylvania when he made the claim that he had driven the massive trucks before, which requires a very special kind of license. I used to drive an 18-wheeler, man. never mind. I want you to just think back a few short months ago when the Democrats had nobody that could occupy the White House. And Joe Biden was the least of all the choices at that time. And somehow he was the most recognized name, and a little cheating here, a little cheating there. Voila! President of the United States. Former truck driver. And here's something else we need to have an explanation for. The CDC, POTUS, back to this COVID thing, they need to take some action in the White House to curb the thousands of illegal immigrants flooding across from Mexico day after day. Most of them unvaccinated, untested for COVID. This doesn't make any sense at all. Does it? Does the right hand know what the left hand, well, in this case, two left hands. Does anybody know what they're doing? Nah. Six people dead today in a confirmed airplane crash. A twin-engine jet crashed near a golf course, Lake Tahoe. The Nevada County Sheriff's Department said all those aboard the Bombardier CL-600 died when it crashed in a heavily wooded area near the Ponderosa Golf Course in Truckee, near the Northern California border with Nevada. Well, this is kind of a sign of the times in America, don't you think? Two Texas teenage girls discovered the remains of a 25-year-old man. They stole his jewelry and posted a video of that macabre act on Snapchat. The man believed to have hanged himself in a drainage ditch. The girls, 17 and 16, face felony charges of death from a human corpse in connection with that incident. What's happening in this Texas school district? They spent more than $2 million last year on equity and diversity consulting, including more than $200,000 to its chief equity officer after embracing critical race theory and declaring racial injustice is systemic and deeply rooted in the history of America. The Fort Worth Independent School District budgeted more than $1.3 million operating expenses for all of this, almost $800,000 for the salaries of eight people to work on this racial problem. The leader of the district's Equity and Excellence Department, Sherry Breed, took home over $200,000. Meanwhile, grades are sliding, and it's worse than ever, of course. The tsunami watch is up. An 8.2 magnitude earthquake recorded yesterday off Alaska's Aleutian Island chain, which prompted a tsunami warning and evacuations in Kodiak, according to police. A tsunami watch already been issued for Hawaii. In Matthew 24, they're in Luke, end times, lots and lots of earthquakes. We're getting them. Health news, real rarity in Israel. A baby girl born earlier this month had the embryo of her twin inside of her stomach. And what medical officials say was one in 500,000 medical rarity. The case of fetus in fetus occurred at the Asuda Medical Center in Aishat, Israel, according to the Times of Israel. We were surprised to discover that embryo there. A rarity indeed. Well, here's one of those feel-good stories. The Lord knows we need those, right? A female gray whale had become entangled in a spider web of crab traps and lines. She was weighted down by hundreds of pounds of traps that caused her to struggle to stay afloat. She also had hundreds of yards of line rope wrapped around her body, her tail, her torso, a line tugging at her mouth. A fisherman spotted this just east of the Farallon Islands, that's outside of the Golden Gate there in California, radioed for help, and within a few hours, a rescue team arrived and determined that she was so badly off that the only way to save her was to dive in, all of them, and untangle her. A very dangerous proposition. One slap of that tail could kill anyone. And they worked for hours with curved knives, and eventually she was cut free completely. When she was free, the divers say that she swam in what seemed like joyous circles for some time. Then she came back around to each one of the divers, one at a time, nudged them, pushed them gently, as if thanking them. Some said it was one of the most incredibly beautiful experiences of their entire life. The guy who cut the rope out of her mouth says her eye was following him the whole time, and he will never be the same as a result of that touch of nature. Wow. Maybe you could be so fortunate to be surrounded by people who will help you get untangled from the things that are binding you in this old world. And may you know the joy of giving and receiving gratitude. What a great story. And finally, I usually don't brag about going to expensive places. You know me, but I just left the gas station. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Hey, thanks for listening to Hello World. Greg Patton Ministries, producer of this program, appreciates you and your help. You help us in prayers by telling others about the broadcast, by supporting us financially, and that is a big deal. We're coming to Tri-City for the fall fundraiser. Looking forward to that. First week of September. Going to be around a couple of days. Maybe I get a chance to see you. Get ready for the big event at WHCB 91.5. Love those people down there. Dr. Hill and the team. Great bunch of Christian men and women. Thank you for being such a big part. Well, I shared yesterday about going in the wrong direction in my days of evangelism. It was pretty standard operating procedure for me. We talked about the prodigal son in brief. I want to pick up there from Luke chapter 15 today, how we will suffer. One of the messages God has for us, we will suffer in our disobedience. Jesus told this parable of the prodigal son had a really twofold purpose, I think. He wanted the people to understand the devastating effect of sin and disobedience. However, just as importantly, he wanted them to gain an awesome perspective of God's unconditional love and forgiveness. God is so good at that. A twofold message at the opposite ends of the scale. With his back against the dark, dismal wall of, it was, hopeless, fear, broken dreams. This boy, the prodigal, made a life-changing decision. He'd go home. Though he had walked away from his family, traveled to a distant country, and spent all that he had been given on riotous living, he was still his father's son. And ultimately, his message, God's eternal message to you and me, you are his and he will never turn away from you. The plan he has for your life today is one of purpose and hope and promise, according to Jeremiah 29:11. He's never going to lead you into a place of sin, temptation, or disobedience. However, if you should yield to sin, he's going to forgive you when you turn back to him. You know, God can and will change your direction in life. He knows how to turn the pressure on just enough there to gain your attention. Yet no matter how difficult the challenge may seem or how dark your sin may appear, he wants you to know he loves you. He does indeed. Gave his life for you. And if your life is submitted to him, he will guide you to a place of restoration, and that's fantastic news. In fact, he assures us that he will restore us and make up for the time that we've spent in that dark place, in that brokenness. I will make up to you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, Joel 2:25. Now, you may have drifted in your devotion to God, or perhaps you've never made a serious commitment to love and obey him without restraint or reservation. Regardless, you can do it right now by following the example of the prodigal. After taking a serious look at his life circumstances, the prodigal realized he had made one wrong choice after another. Maybe you've done that. And finally, he was ready to go home. And if necessary, he would work as a slave on his father's estate. Can you imagine the surprise he felt when he crested that hill on the road to the family home and saw Dad rushing out to greet him, arms wide open, ready to embrace him and welcome him back? I think at that moment his life shifted straight out of reverse into the highest forward gear possible. You know, many people are emotionally, mentally, and physically stuck in reverse because they have believed Satan's lie. John 8:44, he's the father of lies. What was that age-old lie? That one that tells them they just can't go home again. They've made a series of wrong turns, and they can't imagine God ever opening up his arms to greet and embrace them. But the Bible says he does, and he will, when we return. He's given you a wonderful promise of a new life through faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you will allow him, he will lift you up and give you a new beginning. Isn't that great? So what do I do? Well, you stop and ask God for direction through prayer. He knows you completely. He knows what it's going to take to bring you home. Christ is not embarrassed by your failures or your shortcomings. Instead, he openly intercedes for you each day before the throne of God, Hebrews 7:25. Confessing your sin to God clears a line of communication between you and him that's become blocked by sin. Psalm 66:18, 1 John 1:9. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Ask him to forgive you. He'll never give up on you. His plan for you is to know Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord, and this is the ultimate will of God. However, he also has many plans and desires for your life after that, and all are incredible and full of hope for your future. One wrong decision, maybe a series of wrong decisions, isn't going to diminish the love God has for you. Trust him. You'll find that he will meet you right where you are, and he will lead you forward into a future of hope and of blessing. And ask God to motivate you. We need that. Motivate you so that you will follow his roadmap instead of those selfish desires. Well, that's often difficult for people to handle, isn't it? I know the will of God. Am I following that? They think it's a mystery, the will of God, but he's promised to guide you through life, Proverbs 3:5-8. Getting off track can mean we must face his discipline. However, we should never forget that any discipline we experience is always framed with eternal love. That should excite you today. You know, one of the toughest junctions of his life, the Apostle Paul wrote, "I do not regard myself as having laid hold of what God's goal here yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:13-14. The focus of Paul's heart was not on worldly passions or pleasing a group of people. It was set only on one thing alone, living for Jesus. He wanted to know the Savior. He wanted his life to be pointed in the right direction, and he refused to settle for anything less than the best. Paul rejected the pull of this self-centered world with its many snares. You and I battle them every day. Satan lays them there in order to spiritually bind, blind, and cripple you. My prayer for you today, that what Paul had, that same desire will become your desire to know Jesus Christ, to abide in his gracious love, and to make him known to other people. It doesn't get any better than that. And finally, this doctor said he just learned that his kid did an experiment on him and his wife. Lost a tooth, told no one for 3 days, kept the tooth under his pillow there, no money. Then he told us he lost a tooth. Next night, money under his pillow. And then he confronted us with his scientific evidence that the tooth fairy isn't real. That's a pretty smart kid. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Hello World every day at this time, telling others about the broadcast. It's a really big deal. These are tough times in which we live. We need to hear the truth, and nothing better really than the Word of God. You shall know the truth. It'll set you free. Been saved yet? Praise the Lord. Serving faithfully? Praise the Lord. That must say, for another day. Until tomorrow, Friday, God bless. Enjoy the remainder of your Thursday.